This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Myanmar's military has declared a curfew in the country's two most populous cities following days of large protests against the junta's seizure of power last week. Tens of thousands of people demonstrated across Myanmar for the third consecutive day Monday, exactly 1 week after the junta detained Aung San Suu Kyi and other leaders of the elected civilian government. The demonstrators held signs that read, "Save Myanmar, we want democracy," and photographs of Suu Kyi. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, the general who led the coup, made no mention of the unrest in his address to the nation Monday evening. This was his first since taking power. He reiterated claims that the November election was fraudulent, but he promised to hold new elections to bring a true and disciplined democracy, in his words, different from previous eras of military rule. The military announced an 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. curfew would be imposed in the cities of Yangon and Mandalay. The United Nations has called for the coup to be reversed, urging international actors to, quote, carry out calls for a return to democracy. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced Monday the United States will return to the UN Human Rights Council as an observer. Blinken said in a statement the move is part of the Biden administration's recommitment, quote, to a foreign policy centered on democracy, human rights, and equality. The United States left the council in 2018. Former President Donald Trump's administration said the council was biased against Israel and needed a number of reforms. It complained that among the members of the Human Rights Council were countries that have been accused of human rights abuses, such as China, Cuba, and Venezuela. You can find more on this story at our website, voanews.com. This